Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for September 14th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today, Trading Technology unveils their new offices in Chicago while celebrating being named to Crain Chicago Business Best Places to Work 2023. Crain's recognizes firms in Chicago that, quote, according to their employees, go above and beyond in putting a focus on quality workplace culture, unquote. I can't wait to see the new offices and how the environment is focused on the employee team collaboration and the work environment. Former CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump announced on LinkedIn that she is starting a new position as Managing Director at CETA Experts. The LME today announced the evolution of the closing price methodology to bring greater determination, transparency, and standardization to the closing price discovery process. Financial Times reported that the European Central Bank has raised interest rates to an all-time high. What one can garner from that statement is that the central bank is trying to cool the economy and that it has not been around that long. The European Central Bank, ECB, was created on June 1, 1998. It was established as part of the Treaty of Amsterdam and became fully operational on January 1, 1999, when it took over the responsibility for conducting monetary policy in the Eurozone countries and introduced the euro as the common currency. Thus, it missed the high interest rates of the 1970s and 80s. Elon Musk did not make any friends in Taiwan when he referred to the island democracy as China's Hawaii. Musk's comments at a technology conference in Los Angeles this week drew a rebuke from Taipei, who implied that, quote, the American entrepreneur with extensive business ties in China has sold out to Beijing, unquote, and pointed to, quote, the country's censorship of X, unquote. The Wall Street Journal reported. There are plenty of complaints about the healthcare system in the U.S., but in the U.K., the Financial Times reports waiting lists for routine hospital care in England have hit a new record. First, it was people wanting the Outlander experience because of the popularity of the television series Outlander. Now, Montana ranchers are offering tourists the Yellowstone experience to help overcome issues making ranch life harder, like droughts and property taxes, the Wall Street Journal reports. Katie Press has been promoted to the position of Senior Director Marketing at Aventis. The Clean Investment Monitor, CIM, a project of Rhodium Group, and MIT's Center for Energy and Environmental Policy Research, that's CEEPR, found $213 billion in new investments in manufacture and deployment of greenhouse gas emission reducing technologies across the U.S. economy in 2023. This clean investment is a 37% increase from the previous year and a 165% increase from 5 years ago. The report found clean technology manufacturing within electric vehicle and solar manufacturing was $39 billion, clean energy production and industrial decarbonization was $61 billion, and household and business retail investment in heat pumps and zero-emission vehicles was $113 billion. The CIM tracks public and private investments in climate technologies in the United States. This inaugural report found that the clean investment nationwide is larger than the annual GDP of 18 of the 50 states. Learn more and download the report with a link in today's newsletter. September 15th, 2023 is the last day to register for in-person attendance at PRI in person 2023, October 2nd to 5th at the International Convention Center, Pamir Takanawa, Tokyo. PRI in person is the annual event for the investment community related to Principles for Responsible Investment, the UN framework for understanding ESG. Learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were how periodic auctions enhance trading in Europe and the U.S., gambling on options is fun, the U.S. is playing with fire as oil reserves plunge to a 40-year low, market guru Larry McDonald says. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a press release from our friends at the CME. CME Group opens registration for its 20th annual Global University Trading Challenge. CME Group, the world's leading derivatives marketplace, today announced registration is now open for the 20th annual CME Group University Trading Challenge, which will be held from Sunday, October 1st to Friday, October 27th. Interested students must register by 5 p.m. Central Time on Thursday, September 28th, and are encouraged to familiarize themselves with the challenge rules, as well as brush up on their market knowledge through the wide range of resources available at the Trading Challenge portal. My comment: tell your college-age kids to form a team and sign up for the Trading Challenge. It is a great way to get them interested in the markets and bond with them. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline: Americans are buying up Scotland's most expensive housing. Wealthy buyers are looking for trophy properties, especially those near famed golf courses. Americans have been on a shopping spree for properties in Scotland. U.S. buyers now represent 4% of total transactions recorded by real estate firm Civilis, up from 1% in 2019. Agents report a sustained surge in buying from Americans, particularly at the top of the market. Interest really picked up after the pound plunged last year to a near parity with the U.S. dollar, the weakest on record. The U.K. currency has recovered, but property interest remains, agents say. My comment: this is the Outlander effect. Here's a story from the Chicago Tribune. Fallen Chicago Fire Lieutenant Kevin Ward honored by loved ones, fellow firefighters. Quote, he put his service above himself, Mayor says. The mourners who were gathered at the funeral of Chicago Fire Department Lieutenant Kevin Ward faced a tough challenge in summing up his vibrant life in sentences. The firefighter, who was seriously injured while battling an August residential blaze in Norwood Park and died weeks later, enjoyed a life teetering with offbeat passions, they said. Here's a quote from the story. Ward, 59, had been an Alaskan commercial fishing boat's deckhand, a Colorado hotel's chef, and a Chicago Mercantile Exchange options trader, unquote. Here's a story from Barron's. The headline, $20 million fund gives investors a taste of soaring market for rare whiskeys and fine wines. Wine and whiskey is for drinking and enjoying with family and friends. But as wine and whiskey lovers have learned in recent years, both can also deliver a nice return on investment. Winston Art Group and its subsidiary, Wine Advise, which for years has counseled wealthy individuals on their wine and spirit Collections, has teamed up with Artery, which offers a blockchain registry of verified information on fine art and collectibles to create a vehicle for accredited investors to realize those potential returns. My comment. Now, here is a fund with the right kind of liquidity. Here's the top three stories from Wednesday's GLN. Our top story Wednesday was the Financial Times. SEC accuses Virtu of failing to protect client trade information. Second was Bloomberg's billionaire Ken Griffin lays out vision for philanthropy with Catalyst Brand. And third was ICE Data Services to offer ultra-low latency between U.S. and Europe, an ICE press release. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, ETF to trade in zero-day options launches in U.S. Complexity of product and the casino nature of its ultra-short puts prompts concerns from the Financial Times. In a groundbreaking development on Wall Street, the United States has just witnessed the launch of the very first ETF, exchange-traded fund, that specializes in zero-day options trading. These ultra-short-term options have caught the attention of investors and regulators alike due to their high complexity and their often likened casino nature. Critics argued that this new financial instrument may pose substantial risk to investors, especially those unfamiliar with the intricate world of options trading. Keep an eye on this story as it unfolds, as it could potentially reshape how investors approach short-term trading. And then here's the second story. Inside Exxon's strategy to downplay climate change. Internal documents show what the oil giant said publicly was very different from how it approached the issue privately, from the Wall Street Journal. A major expose from the Wall Street Journal has shed light on Exxon's approach to climate change. The investigative report reveals that internal documents from the oil giant indicate a stark contrast between what the company publicly communicated about climate change and its private actions. This revelation is expected to fuel the ongoing debate on corporate responsibility in the face of the climate crisis. Exxon's stance on climate change has been a subject of controversy for years, and this new information is likely to intensify scrutiny on their environmental policies. And then lastly, the World Federation of Exchanges issues guidance note on the WFE Green Equity Principles from the World Federation of Exchanges. In an effort to promote sustainability and responsible investing, the World Federation of Exchanges has just released a significant guidance note. This note centers on the WFE Green Equity Principles, aimed at encouraging green and sustainable practices within equity markets. As ESG, environmental, social, and governance considerations continue to gain importance in the financial world, this move by the WFE underscores the growing commitment of global exchanges to address environmental concerns and foster responsible investment. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.